I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Kate Lochte and the new executive editor of the Paducah Sun, Steve Wilson. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Steve, in the mid-80s at the St. Paul Pioneer Press, you edited and directed a year-long project titled Life on the Land, an American Farm Family. Did you feel a Pulitzer Prize in your bones as you embarked on that project? It was the first one for that newspaper.
I'd like to say that I saw it coming, but no, I didn't have any idea what the potential was for that project. When we started, it was a year when a lot of family farms were having a hard time financially, and so we decided we would find one in the state of Minnesota as a model and see if we could not humanize the story and talk about all the issues that people who were still hanging on were having to deal with. We started thinking it would be just a one-time feature story, but it quickly became apparent that the content was so potentially rich that after the first piece, we didn't hesitate to decide we were going to do three more. And so we ran stories in the spring, summer, winter, and fall, and they were beautifully written. The author was John Camp, who won the Pulitzer for feature writing. And John, after that success, left the newspaper and became a fiction writer and writes today under the name of John Sanford, and fans of his detective fiction will know that he's had a very successful career.
It's exciting to be involved in a Pulitzer Prize effort, and exciting that it comes from grassroots, not something, an extraordinary event in the community. How did your journalistic principles lead you to become the youngest top editor in the Knight Ritter newspaper organization at the Lexington Leader? You were 30.
Yeah, and I was very fortunate to have had that opportunity at a relatively young age. I would say I'll just mention two things that may have played a role. One is that I was... I grew up in a newspaper family, and so I was maybe a little further ahead than some people because of that, because I'd done it so long. It had been part of my life since I was a child. The other thing is that I, for various reasons, adopted a philosophy early in my life that, as an editor, that good newspapers weren't so-called reporters' newspapers or editors' newspapers. Good newspapers were readers' newspapers, and that you had to know what the audience was interested in, what they would appreciate, what would bring value to their life to put into the newspaper, and that philosophy has served me pretty well.
Now, you're working with an old friend, Paducah Sun editor and publisher Jim Paxton. In the 80s, you were both with rival newspapers in Lexington. What have you carved out as a shared vision for the Paducah Sun?
Jim, as you know, is part of the family that has owned the Paducah Sun for generations now, and I have to admire how that paper has served that community so well for so many decades. So Jim and I think, share a real appreciation for community journalism and being an asset to a community. Paducah has a lot of things going for it, and I think that the Sun is there to help recognize those things and call attention to things that need more attention and celebrate its successes and identify its weaknesses and do all the things that a good newspaper can do, and I think Jim and I are pretty much on the same page there.
How will American newspapers continue to excel in doing what you're talking about, covering local news, given the bottom line downsizing that you've actually experienced at the Kentucky Inquirer?
Right. My last job before coming here was with the Kentucky Inquirer, which is an edition of the Cincinnati Inquirer. Both are owned by Gannett, which is the biggest newspaper company in the country, and Gannett continues to downsize. The Cincinnati Inquirer staff today is about 45% of the size it was just 8 years ago. And that's pretty dramatic, and it's not different than in a lot of other cities. That may, in fact, be close to the norm. The paper I worked with previously in Phoenix, Arizona, is down at least 40% also. It is a reality of the business as things have gone digital, as the internet has taken away so much of the print advertising. It has been forever the primary revenue source of newspapers, that there just isn't as much money to hire as many people, and we have to accept that. But I have to tell you that I'm still believing that there is a big future for newspapers, news organizations generally, because while there may be newspapers may have less revenue, they have no less relevance. And in fact, I think today, with the explosion of information that is available through countless other sources, that there is a need more than ever for organizations that know how to choose the news well, report it well, and present it in a package that people can have, which saves them the time of having to go so many other places to find out what's going on. So I don't think that newspapers are going to go away anytime soon. Yes, an increasing percentage of our audience is going to get them through digital delivery on computers and mobile devices, but there's still a need, or still a demand for print, and I think it's going to be that way for many more years.
My guest is Steve Wilson, who's joined the Paducah Sun as executive editor a couple of months ago. You've mentioned that you grew up in a newspaper family. Your dad was the editor of the newspaper in Rock Island, Illinois, where you grew up, so it's in your DNA. But you've taken some sidesteps. You were a military policeman in the U.S. Army for a while. You served in the Peace Corps as a volunteer in Micronesia. How do those experiences inform your journalistic practice?
Boy, that's a good question. I will tell you that serving the Peace Corps was a tremendously valuable experience to me, and most everybody I know who has been a Peace Corps volunteer says the same thing. I did both of those things, served in the Peace Corps and in the Army directly out of college, and had my eyes open to so many more things than I thought I knew previously. It's hard to imagine what a difference those two experiences made. But the Peace Corps, living in a completely different and far less privileged culture, was simply amazing in many, many ways. To then return home and serve in the Army was a startling contrast, as you can imagine, and yet in many ways I'm very proud of the 2 years I spent as a military policeman and in service to the country. I think that military service is a very honorable thing to do. My son was a Marine, and I'm very proud of him for his service. And I think it perhaps gave me another dimension that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
I understand your son lives in Paducah, so he's another reason why you're here.
He is for sure a reason, and his wife is from Graves County, and that's the primary reason that they have ended up here. And they have three kids, and so it's great to be close to them.
So you're a grandpa in action.
I am, for sure.
Good deal. Do you envision developing working partnerships with Murray State?
I would hope so. Murray State is the primary educational institution in this region, and there needs to be every cooperative step we can take to be sure that graduates and resources here at Murray are coordinated with our efforts at the newspaper. We'd be crazy not to utilize all we could from this campus, and there are so many bright people that come out of this school who I hope will consider working with our organization. We'll be happy to talk with them and see if we can make it happen.
Thanks for putting us on your schedule as you're touring Murray State today with your old buddy, Dr. Roger Haney, who was your classmate or your roommate, I guess.
No, he was a faculty member when I was a graduate student at the University of Kentucky.
I thought it was a different relationship. Mm-hmm. So he was a mentor.
He was a mentor and has been a friend for many years, and it's been really good reconnecting with Roger.
Thank you again. Steve Wilson is the new executive director of the Paducah Sun newspaper. We appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll speak with Chris Luttrell of the Madisonville Miners, a member of the Ohio Valley Summer Collegiate Baseball League.